This is the Publix Radio, 89.3 FM. I'm Chuck Hinman. It's Thursday morning, and joining me in the studio now is James Baumgartner for this week's Artscape. Hi, James.
Good morning, Chuck. And I have to ask, what's with the creature mask that you're wearing? It's a little disturbing this early in the morning.
Well, sorry, but it's in keeping with an event this weekend as we get into the spooky season in October. I've got some music to go along with it as well. That's the theme from the 1963 movie The Haunting. The movie was based on Shirley Jackson's 1959 novel, The Haunting of Hill House. Both the book and the movie are considered classics of old-school American horror, and there was a play developed from the book as well. That play is now being presented by the Rhode Island Stage Ensemble at their theater in Woonsocket.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rhode Island Stage Ensemble's production of Hill House.
I dropped by the theater a few days ago as the company was rehearsing for this weekend's performances. The theater is on Clinton Street in Woonsocket in the Masonic Temple, a hulking 90-year-old building that has just the right atmosphere for a production of this kind. I met Michael Martins, the public outreach director for the Rhode Island Stage Ensemble, and he filled me in on a little of the 14-year traveling history of RISE.
It actually started here in Woonsocket with a group of people who wanted to start their own theater company. So they went off and they went over to the Columbus in Providence, and they were RISE on Broadway for a long time. Then things there changed, so we moved out to Boroughville, to the Assembly Theater, which was our home for a while there as well. And finally, this space opened up after Theater Works closed down. And they said, we're leaving, you want to take the space? And we said, yes, please. So we finally found a home that's a little more permanent than what it's been in the past couple of years. So it was great.
How difficult is it to keep community theater operating?
Oy. It depends on the community group. I mean, there are some that have been around, like Barker in Providence, for over 100 seasons, and, you know, they're doing it extremely well. And we've been here for, you know, a couple of years now, and it's tough. There are days that, you know, it's back and forth, whatever, but it's the passion that keeps us going.
There's never anybody here that won't volunteer their time, their money, their heart and soul to help an artist find their way of communicating.
That's Emily Tallman there chiming in as she joins us. Tallman is making her directorial debut with The Haunting of Hill House. She's a writer, although she's no stranger to the theatrical arts.
I've written a little bit for the stage and for film, and I've done a lot with film, but I've never done anything with theater, and RISE opened its doors, opened its hearts to me, and has been very supportive.
So you have a career as an author prior to directing here. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I'm published with Stillwater River. I was published in June of 2018, but I've been writing since a very young age. I think my first memory of wanting to be a writer was when I was in first grade and I asked Santa for a word processor. He delivered, and I've kept my promise to him by writing every day since. But most recently, I've been writing dark fiction in the form of supernatural stories that I write from the point of view of someone with mental illness, to try and make mental illness a more readily approachable topic, and also not just something that's done as a form of villainy or comic relief, but so that you can see a functioning hero with mental illness and that you can see yourself as a worthwhile individual.
So obviously your interest in this subject drew you to The Haunting of Hill House.
Oh, definitely. I've always been, I guess you can say, a bit of a darker individual. I love thrillers, horror, and dark fiction as a whole. Shirley Jackson is definitely an icon of mine, and I was more than happy. I was ecstatic to be able to get to take a part in this play, let alone be chosen to direct it.
Tallman says the production has remained faithful to the book and the play about four people who arrive at the foreboding Hill House to investigate its sinister reputation. But, says Tallman, she's added a few things of her own.
This is going to be exactly what you expect, exactly what you love, and hopefully some little twist that I threw in as a director.
Have you changed the play at all from its earlier incarnation?
The play itself, the script, the wording, has not changed. But I have added in 5 more characters that, though they don't have speaking lines, because we didn't want to change the script, they do have, I guess, what you would call a very eerie presence in the house.
So would it be fair to say if someone is familiar with the play, they may still find some surprises?
Absolutely. And in fact, what we're doing is putting the audience in Hill House. So the audience will be sitting in the hall of Hill House. Anything that is happening in the house, the audience will get to experience as well. And that is part of the 5 new actors. It will be a hopefully spooktacular experience.
We laugh, but I have to admit at this point that I've been noticing something strange. We have been hearing some noise during our interview here. I was wondering if that is actually someone doing something or is this place haunted?
Well, we have some members that swear they've seen ghosts from time to time. One of our set builders was here at midnight and swore he saw a lady in a dress come and peek in on what he was doing, and we have many stories like that. It is a historic building. I won't stomp on anyone's belief, but again, you know, we can't prove it's haunted here.
Has anything strange happened during the practice for this particular show?
Oh boy, there have been some footsteps. The elevator decides sometimes it wants to take a journey without its passengers. And for sure, there have been some lights flickering and some doors closing on their own, which is very typical of Hill House, so I think it's important. I myself, as a director, had a little talk with the building, asking if any ghosts were around, if they wanted to take part in our show. They were more than welcome, as long as they were kind.
Yep.
The cast got a bit of a kick out of that one, but I don't think they disappointed. I think they've had some fun with us.
So you've had some auditions for ghosts.
Yes, exactly.
The Haunting of Hill House is presented this weekend, Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m., and it runs again next weekend at the same times. The Rhode Island Stage Ensemble Theater is at 142 Clinton Street in Woonsocket. So, James, what have you been up to?
Well, I talked with Maureen Taylor, the creator of oldpvd.com.
OldPVD is a website that enables individuals or organizations to post images based on the address and the built date of the structure. And then you can encourage people to add their memories. So it's crowdsourcing and georeferencing combined. It's not only pinning things to a place and a date. It incorporates a series of historical maps. So there's a 1904 map, and if you use the timeline on the site, you can then go back in time. Well, we're Rhode Islanders, right? It's where everything used to be. So now you can actually see where things used to be.
It is a fun website to play around with to see the different layers of the past and the present. Maureen Taylor will be speaking about the project tonight.
Tonight's event is at the Lippitt House at 199 Hope Street, and I'll be presenting a lecture called The East Side Then and Now, which is where I'm going to show basically the East Side Then and Now in images and maps, and then talk about what Old Providence is, Old PVD, and how you can participate.
It is a crowdsourced project, so she's hoping to hear your stories about some of the old buildings around Providence and your old photos, too.
And I hear there's another event coming up with some audience participation.
That's Providence Honk Fest, also known as Pronk. Street bands from around the world are coming to Providence on Monday the 14th. It's a parade with brass bands. It's a street party. It's a celebration of music in the public space. The parade will be on South Water Street, and for the first time, they'll be able to use the new bike and pedestrian bridge for part of the fun.
All right. Well, we'll end with the extraordinary rendition band, a Providence-based group that will be part of Pronk. For links to all of the events we mentioned, you can visit our website, thepublicsradio.org/arts.